Welcome to the So You Want to Lose Weight podcast. I'm your host, Ellie Gilbert, and I'm so glad you're here. On every episode, we're going to be talking about, well, weight loss, but actually everything else that weight loss might bring into your life. My goal with every episode is for you to be honest with yourself and ask yourself one question. So, do I really want to lose weight? Okay, this is probably going to be a quick one. I might sound a little congested because I am. I thought I'd be able to bypass all of the sickness going through my house, but alas, being pregnant, I just tend to catch colds everywhere I go. It's just the name of the game with me. But anyway, I'm excited to jump on here. I wanted to get this done because I am planning a big Black Friday surprise. It's going to be an awesome course challenge that you can purchase, and it's going to be going into great detail of my 5-point framework of body trust. And so this is another video that will just kind of give you a snippet of what we would talk about in that. We've talked about other things on my past lives. And so today we're going to be talking about clothing, and I've talked about clothing a little bit in stories on Instagram, but I wanted to just go into detail if anybody hops on, maybe answer some questions, but just talk about clothes, how much they affect our body image, because they most certainly do, and then kind of some ideas of what you can do about it. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening in. I hope that you enjoy this episode and or this live on Instagram. So the first thing to think about with clothing and body images, I mean, really, clothes are the first, can almost always be the first thing that kind of sets us off with body image. We have to put clothes on every single day, and we're not going to wear something very often that makes us feel uncomfortable or makes us feel not as pretty or confident or anything like that, right? Another thing that I run into a lot is, okay, well, I really want to lose 10 pounds. Okay, why do you want to lose 10 pounds? I just want to feel better in my clothes. I just want to fit in my clothes better. And I get that. I totally get that. I know why people feel that way. But there's some challenges, and I think some things that you can think about with your clothing in regards to your body image that can kind of get you past, you know, blaming your clothes for how you feel. Basically, I mean, to be very blunt, that's what you're doing. You're blaming your clothes for how you feel. The first thing, you guys, the first thing I want you to remember is clothes are meant to fit your body. They're meant to fit your body, not vice versa. Your body is not meant to fit certain clothes. Okay. And so it's a very important thing to recognize, and it's a very important thing to be honest with yourself about. Am I trying to fit into this piece of clothing? Am I altering my body to be able to fit this piece of clothing? Or am I allowing this clothing to serve me and to make me feel good and to make me feel comfortable? Something that you can do in this regard is there are probably items in your closet that just don't make you feel comfortable. This happened to me a couple weeks ago. Obviously I'm pregnant, so my body is changing. My body is changing without, you know, out of my power. Like, I don't have any control over what my body is doing. But a lot of times, you guys, we don't have control. It doesn't matter if we're going through a big, something huge in our life, like pregnancy. We don't always have control over what our body is going to do. We don't have control over the physical response that we're going to have with stress. We don't know if we're going to get sick and we're going to stop eating. We don't know if we'll get cancer or something like that. You know, like, there are things that are completely out of our control all the time that our body can be changing. And so recognizing that, okay, there might be items in my closet that don't serve me right now. And it's okay to be honest about that. It's not that this item is bad. It's not that it was a waste of money, but it's just not serving me right now. So why am I allowing it to take up space in my life? I challenge you to go through your closet, and I challenge you to think, okay, this item, how, what type of space is it taking in my life? It might just be just space in my closet. Or is it an emotional thing? Every time I put on these jeans, I get super frustrated because they used to fit me and now they don't. Like, that can be frustrating for people. It can be frustrating for a lot of people. And so, but why? And so, okay, so you've had this item of clothing that you've looked at, you've said, okay, this is the space it's taking up. I don't want it to take space up in this way. I don't want it to be a negative thing. So why are you holding on to it? And I'm not saying you have to get rid of it. I'm not saying you have to burn it or donate or anything like that. But why is it still taking space in your closet? Is there a place that it can go for a time? Is there something that you can do with it to remove it from this portion of your life for this time? I'm looking at two huge bins of clothing right now that I just haven't put away yet. And they're all of the clothes that I just don't fit in right now. And I don't look, I mean, I look pregnant. You can tell that I'm pregnant, but I don't look like super pregnant. Like, you shouldn't be fitting in your clothes. I'm at the point where like, oh yeah, you could probably do like the elastic trick on the jeans, right? With the hole to the button, right? I could be doing that right now. That's the point I look. But you guys, my body gains weight in very different ways and in a very rapid pace during pregnancy. And I guess I have a leg up because this is my fourth and I know how my body's going to react, but it can still be tough. And it can still be hard to not put so much weight on these clothes that I love, that I enjoy wearing, but that just don't fit me right now. And they won't fit me for a while. It's going to be a while, and it's going to be a while after I even have the baby. And so what I did was I went through my closet and I said, okay, this item of clothing, I literally went one by one. And I'm not just talking about shirts and jeans. I went through sports bras. I went through athletic wear. I went through, you know, shoes. I went through everything. And I just said, okay, what does this item of clothing do for me? Because guess what? Clothing is there to serve us. We are not there to fit into our clothing. So what is this item of clothing doing for me? Does it serve me not at all anymore? Like, I could just totally get rid of it. Okay, it's in the garbage pile or the donate pile, right? But no, this item of clothing still makes me happy. But at this current time in my life, it is not serving me. It doesn't fit. And I went through every single item of clothing and I said, okay, this is where I'm at. And that is okay. Because I honestly have no idea what my body is going to be doing for the next 6 months and what it will be doing for the next year after that. So I'm going to put it in this box and I'm going to put the box away. And it's no longer going to be taking up space in my closet, which is then taking up space in my mind because it is at the forefront of my life every single morning when I get up. Does that make sense? I feel like it's a very powerful thing to do. It can translate in all other areas of our lives. You can do it with food. You can do it with the things sitting in your cupboard. You know, like, does this serve me right now? No? Then I'm going to get rid of it. And that's okay. Something I do want to touch briefly on before we end is the money. Clothes cost money. And some clothes are very expensive. And we see people who we idolize, who we enjoy, you know, learning from or seeing, and we want to maybe replicate that look on our bodies. And we spend money. And we get this item of clothing and it doesn't look the same. And it's not serving us how we wanted it to serve us. I encourage you to be very, very honest with either that one item of clothing. Do you return it? Do you donate it? Do you throw it away? And try to remove that money conversation, because money will come and go. You will get money. You will lose money. That's just the nature of life, right? But being honest with your purchases will then help gauge your purchases in the future. And am I purchasing this because it looked good on someone else? Maybe. I have fallen victim to that many times. And then I get the item of clothing and it doesn't fit me. And then that's something else I can think about is, why am I putting so much weight on wanting to look like someone else, wanting to wear the same things as someone else? It's a very important thing to be asking yourself very frequently. Am I basing this on my own desires and wants and happiness, or am I basing it on what someone else recommended or what someone else is wearing? There are so many clothing brands out there and stores and things that really, especially women in our, you know, child rearing years or middle aged years, that really target us, and they want us to look and feel, and, you know, and clothes can do that. And they want us to, you know, they persuade us to look and feel good. Now, I'm not going to say that clothes can't do that. Clothes can't be an outward expression of how you feel. They can very much boost your confidence. But let's be honest. Okay, let's be honest with ourselves about how we're treating those clothing. And is it more of a hindrance, or are they actually boosting our confidence? Last thing, when I talked about this on my stories a while ago, I was talking about activewear specifically and how I feel like the rise in activewear is not helping in this category. You know, struggling with body image and the trends that are going on. They don't look good on everyone. And I got a message from a friend. She's like, oh, I buy Lululemon because it makes me feel amazing. But and how can I argue with that, right? How can I say, really, Lululemon makes you feel amazing? Well, for one, I have Lululemon in my closet. I have touched Lululemon. I have worn Lululemon. And I will say that it is an amazing company. And I love their fabrics. They're amazing. They're great. But I hope that as you are buying these brands that are trendy and that are, you know, a lot of people are wearing, you're just being very honest with yourself and saying, am I wearing this because they really do feel good on me and they make me want to be a better person? Or am I doing it because so-and-so looks cute in it? To just be honest, you guys. It's a powerful thing and it's an important thing. And I think it will really change how you look at yourself in the mirror. You know, you get up, you put that item of clothing on, you're like, oh, this looks terrible on me. Then why am I still keeping it? Why am I going to continue to put this item of clothing on for mornings on end and have that same exact thought and think that I am not worthy enough, instead of saying, you know what, no, these pants aren't worthy of me, and these pants aren't worthy of my closet. All right. Thank you for being here. It was short and sweet. We're only at about 13 minutes, but I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the So You Want to Lose Weight podcast. Please make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast so you always stay up to date. You're part of the family now, and I'm so glad you're here.